Good evening. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle. In the midst of a global pandemic, a struggling economy, a natural world on fire, and a rekindled civil rights movement, Americans are just over a week away from one of the most important and contentious presidential elections in memory. Doing Democracy, photography from the George Stephanopoulos Collection, the current exhibition at Lehigh University Art Galleries, could not be more timely. This exhibit explores the unfolding process of American democracy through an array of photographs that shine a light on significant events of the 20th century and the present, featuring world leaders, the media, politicians, civil rights movements, and everyday Americans. The exhibition and its related programs engage issues of democracy in all its forms, providing a platform for participants from all political perspectives to share their ideas and opinions. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I'm joined tonight by Mark Wanzeler, Curator of Exhibitions and Collections, and Stacey Brennan, Curator of Education for the Lehigh University Art Galleries. Welcome, Mark, and welcome, Stacey.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
No, we're delighted to talk to you. Again, it couldn't be more timely, and we're just a few days away from this election. Can you tell us a little bit about what obviously inspired or spurred on the idea of offering this exhibit at this time?
Well, we certainly knew that fall of 2020 was going to be a really charged season with the upcoming presidential election. So we started thinking about what kind of programming we could do at Lehigh University Art Galleries to bring together some of that energy and to focus on the issues that everyone would be thinking about this season. And of course, we knew that we had in our collection a growing number of photographs that had been donated by George Stephanopoulos. Beginning in around 2004, George and his wife, Alexandra, had been donating photographs to Lehigh's permanent collection. And we knew that a number of them had political themes, themes of the media, campaigns and elections, you know, things like that, that would make a really resonant exhibition in this season.
So this is drawn from a larger collection that the galleries hold.
Yes, we're really fortunate at Lehigh to have a permanent collection of almost 17,000 works of art that are available for study and for investigation by our students and our community. And since around 2004, Stephanopoulos has given us over 2,000 photographs, not all of them directly relevant to Doing Democracy, but there were about maybe 500 of them or so that seemed like a starting point. And so that's where we began.
And how did you curate that? I mean, I have the impression that students and staff at the university were very involved.
Yes. Well, it really began as a class. We reached out knowing that we were going to try to bring this exhibition together. We reached out to our colleagues in history and journalism and communication, political science, and of course, photography inside of the Department of Art, Architecture, and Design. And they were wonderful partners with us and helped us to cross-list this class. You know, it began as a class called Doing Democracy across all of those different disciplines. And we attracted a group of 25 students or so from actually many more majors than that. There were students in marketing and business and finance, graphic design, sociology, English, any number of different majors. They met with us on Friday afternoons in the lower gallery that we used as a classroom at the Zollner Center. Before the pandemic hit, we were meeting in person. And then, of course, maybe about halfway through, we took the whole project online and continued meeting online. The goal of the class was really to start engaging this large group of photographs. And our students really took the lead in helping us focus around themes and ideas and just getting excited about the photographs themselves.
I know the on-site presence for the exhibit's wonderful. It's a really, really rich site. There's a lot of videos and recordings from the students. Did that grow out of this classroom and this experience?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that students were doing in the process was to write label text that could be used in the exhibition. And then they were also interviewing each other sort of one-on-one, and they developed some great audio material with the idea of making some informative videos to accompany the exhibition. So it really has all these different legs, you know, in the gallery and online, and, you know, you can listen to the audio guide.
I was going to say, I mean, like, you know, the elephant in the room, in a sense, is COVID. And the pleasure of, you know, normally we'd go up to Zollner Art Center, to the main galleries where the exhibit is being shared, take a stroll, enjoy it. But that's not so simple right now. But it seems like we've got a couple of ways to experience this, a wonderful online presence. We still can make appointments, I believe, at Zollner. And then, Stacey, we're going to want to talk about this amazing extension of the exhibition happening on the Greenway on the south side of Bethlehem.
Yeah, we had this wonderful opportunity to partner with the South Bethlehem Southside Arts District to reproduce 22 images, which are presented along the 1.9-mile stretch of the Greenway. And with those audio guides, people who are walking along can scan using their phone these QR codes and listen to the labels and audio descriptions that the students in the class created.
I think it's really interesting to see the way different arts venues and organizations and artists have kind of responded in positive and really creative ways to these challenges that COVID has offered us. And this is one of the most exciting. So this is turning the Southside Greenway really into a visual gallery, an outdoor gallery.
Exactly. It's a great way to not only bring the campus community into this conversation, but also the greater Lehigh Valley community, and to really bring to light issues that are affecting the community, both past and present, and have, I think, productive conversations around them.
And the digital guide, the info that we would hear when we scan the QR code, this was, again, created out of this process within the classes and working with the students?
They were created working with the students, and then we were fortunate to have a wonderful intern, Ray Ukan, work with us to kind of edit these videos down and to align them with the photographs for these video presentations.
Now, if we are at Zollner, if I'm in the gallery, can I access the videos in that experience of the exhibit?
Yes, we have added the QR codes both to the in-person gallery in Zollner Art Center as well as on the Greenway. And then you can also access them online through our website.
It's a different way of exploring the exhibit, but it's extremely rich. Some of the programming that you've all created to complement the exhibit seems really geared towards, struck by what you're saying about the conversation, kind of a conversation within the community, conversation between the university and the community, and a conversation about democracy, really. And I believe there's a student guide series that's going to be recorded and is going to be premiering on the website.
Yes, we have students who are in classes this semester who are creating their own kind of student guides, both on Doing Democracy as well as the other exhibitions on view at the galleries. So they're kind of bringing voice and context to their own perspectives on those works of art, and then facilitating conversations with the community around those works of art.
What's been your observation about how it's impacted the students? Have they been surprised by the process? Has it changed them?
I think it was very transformative for a number of them. You know, a number of them remarked on the fact that they're entering that part of their lives when they are able to vote for the first time in some cases, and how they hadn't really thought about it before, and how engaging this process really brought it into focus for them.
And I would think, too, that it must have changed their sense of perspective within the community, you know, the Lehigh relationship to the community, doing the Greenway exhibit, et cetera, these conversations. Do you feel like it's made them feel a greater part of that conversation within the community?
I surely hope so. I think that it shows how, as an individual, they can have an impact on the broader community. So I do think it has changed their perspective. I also think that it brought to light to them that these issues that have happened throughout history are still so relevant today, and how they need to use their voice to create change.
I think if there's one comment that has come up over and over again as we've been working with this body of photographs, is the idea that these photographs, which were taken, many of them, in the 1960s, feel like they could have been taken this year, because we're seeing protests and riots in certain cities. We're seeing the presence of police as it's relating to protests. We're seeing images that could be images of Black Lives Matter. It's really like they were taken this year.
And do the students find that surprising or reassuring?
Yeah. It probably varies a bit from student to student, but I think in most cases they felt that it was a call to participation in a process, right? Mm-hmm. They saw that that the process of democracy is ongoing. It's not just like history is finished and in the past. They have a part to play in it.
As we move forward, you know, Election Day is, again, only about a week away, but the exhibit's going to run until May. Some of the other events, I can see that we've got a day of civic involvement built around the election itself, which I'd be fascinated to ask you more about. We've got a family day working with family story quilts. Art and dialogue, are we witnessing the end of liberal democracy? And it just seems like, as you said, a fascinating way to explore the kind of ongoing process and conversation that democracy is.
Yeah, we are going to continue to offer both virtual programs and conversations that bring to light these issues and bring the community together to have productive conversations and to continue to kind of be active in the democratic process. I think after the elections, we're going to need to have these conversations more than ever. So we will continue to add programs and are excited about students using their voices to kind of talk about these issues, as well as bringing the community, the greater community together to continue to participate in what we think is democracy.
And just so our listeners know, all this information, updates on programming, et cetera, is available online at Lehigh University Art Gallery's website. We will be back in just a moment. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY 88.1. We've been speaking with Lehigh University Art Gallery's Mark Wansidler and Stacey Brennan about Doing Democracy, photography from the George Stephanopoulos Collection, the current exhibit at the galleries. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to our fall membership drive. I'm Executive Director Greg Caponia, along with Seamus McGrogan. We have some important things to ask our membership today. We're asking you to make a donation, become a sustaining member, become a one-time giver. Help us keep producing great music, great information for you, our listener, and we have an opportunity to help feed some people, don't we?
Running right now during our fall membership drive, we have a partnership with Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley. And if you've listened to WDIY in the past during our fall membership drives, that name will sound familiar. It will sound familiar because we've partnered with them before. We love doing this. It's a great way to turn the donations we get to help the station into meals for the community.
And Seamus, we also want to thank Valley National Financial Advisors for being our co-sponsor in this fall fund drive. Do you know that we have provided over 69,000 meals to Second Harvest?
That's an incredible amount of meals, and that's all from member donations. And this is a great way to help the community right now, because you're going to be contributing money to WDIY, but at the same time, Valley National Financial Advisors is stepping in and making a separate donation for every $100 WDIY raises right now during the drive. Second Harvest is going to be able to provide 21 meals to those in our community.
If you'd like to learn more about Second Harvest and how Valley National Financial Advisors helps us out, go to WDIY.org and listen to On Every Main Street, where we interview Katara, the executive director, to learn more about their mission.
Second Harvest really is a great organization. We love partnering with them, and it is a great double benefit right now that's only running during our fall membership drive. The way that you could donate, again, is by going to our website, wdiy.org. We also have operators standing by at 610-758-8810. Become a member of the station. Renew that membership. Give a little extra.
I don't know if you've ever been by Second Harvest. Seamus, I know you have. If you haven't and you are a listener and you can help them out, have a team participation program where you would go in and help them fill boxes, move food, they could really use your help. This is such an incredible place. It's the size of two gigantic warehouses. It has loading docks where trucks back up and get donations from local food providers, and they also are very good at providing fresh food, which is so important.
Yeah, you go there and they have the refrigerators there. They're providing fresh food. They're providing packaged food and canned food. So they're really getting all this great food out to all sorts of agencies like soup kitchens and food pantries in the area. We know that not everybody can go to the facility in Nazareth and help Second Harvest out, but a great way to give if you can't do that is by supporting WDIY right now during our fall membership drive, because every $100 translates into 21 meals that they can provide. If you have the means, we would really appreciate a donation to the station to help us continue our mission here at WDIY while also giving a double benefit to Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley. The way to do it is to become a member at 610-758-8810 or go online to our website, wdiy.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight we're talking about the powerful Doing Democracy exhibit at Lehigh University's Art Galleries with Stacy Brennan, Curator of Education, and Mark Wansedler, Curator of Exhibitions and Collections. Welcome back, folks. We've been talking about the exhibit, which is, of course, particularly pertinent right now with an election around the corner, but also, again, it will continue for a year. And I was struck by what you said, Stacy, about perhaps post-election, we'll need to have the community conversation about what democracy is and how we do it more than ever. In light of that, some of the upcoming program and events, you mentioned a button and poster activism workshop. Tell me a little more about that. That's fascinating.
Yes, this past fall, we offered two workshops, poster activism for families and another, which is a button workshop. And we will have those recordings online as well as opportunities for people to submit their own activism poster designs and kind of bring to light the issues that are important to them, their families, and their community.
And that's just for our listeners. That website is at luagorg, luag.org, for updates on the programming with the exhibit and actually a virtual tour available of the exhibit. And thinking of that, as I was kind of virtually touring the exhibit myself, I'm curious, Mark, could you tell me a little more about some of the photos and the themes as you curated, as you all chose what spoke to you and what seemed to speak to this conversation about democracy? Were there particular photos that had a strongest effect on you all or themes that emerged from these that really struck you?
Well, a large number of the photographs in the exhibition deal with the 1960s civil rights movement. And we're really fortunate to have in our collection a number of photographs by Danny Lyon, who was a photographer who was really embedded in the movement as part of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Mm-hmm. And he had remarkable access to figures like there's a great portrait of a very young John Lewis in the midst of political action in the South in the 60s. We're also seeing figures like the Freedom Singers and Bernice Regan, who went on to found Sweet Honey in the Rock, right? Like a singing activist through her whole career. But there are some very amazing photographs of her and others singing protest songs. One of the other things that we noticed as we were putting the exhibition together was the way that photography actually became a kind of political action. One of the great stories coming out of the exhibition is a photograph that Danny Lyon took of the Leesburg stockade, where a number of very young women were arrested and sort of sequestered in horrible conditions, hidden from their parents. Nobody knew where they were, right? And eventually, through the work of Danny Lyons as a photographer and a sort of journalist, their whereabouts, you know, they were able to publicize the whereabouts of these young women, and they were eventually released. So photography really becomes a form of activism in this exhibition.
That's fascinating. I'm actually sitting here looking at the portrait of John Lewis in Nashville right now, and some of these other photos are extremely powerful. And it strikes me that it is interesting. They could be taken today, many of them, but they also drive home that what we're living is history in the making, in a sense. I wonder if that's something that you might have talked about in putting this together. Did it strike the students and the community that in some ways what we're living through is that history?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think probably one of the later photographs in the exhibition shows all sides of the civil rights struggle, and there's an image of a Klan rally in the South. There are two policemen doing public safety, I guess, around this parade, and there's a police officer who's white and a police officer who's black, and behind them there's this parade of people in the Klan waving American flags and Confederate flags, and several of the students talked about the Unite the Right rally from a few years ago, and you know, the way that these things are just, it's just constantly unfolding. You know, we're in the midst of this history, not beyond it.
And with some of the upcoming events, I want to come back to the Day of Civic Involvement on November 3rd, which is, of course, Election Day. Stacey, could you tell us a little bit about what you may have planned or what you're expecting to celebrate that day or discuss?
So this event came about as a partnership with Hawk the Vote, which is a student-led organization. And throughout the day, we'll have presentations from, you know, the Student Senate, the Student Democratic Committee, and Student Republican Committee, kind of giving all sides of the electoral process and educating both young voters as well as seasoned voters about the history of the electoral process and kind of where things are going. And then we will conclude the day with a virtual tour of the exhibition, Doing Democracy, from the eyes of two of our students here on campus, and then as well as kind of a wrap up from Hawk the Vote and, you know, what the significance of that day is going to be, and then kind of what it's going to look like afterwards.
And are you going to be archiving some of this activity and conversations?
Yes. Yeah. All of the events that we offer, or most of the events, I should say, are recorded and are available on our website under the video section.
And again, that's luag.org. And on November 14th, Family Day, that's intrigued me, Faith Ringgold's Family Story Quilt. So this program, all ages are welcome, but the project's geared to younger folks, ages 4 to 12. What inspired this?
Once a month, we offer a Luag Family Day where we offer some sort of experience where the individuals of all ages can learn about a work of art or many works of art from our collection and then have a creative response. So this exhibition, this event is inspired by our exhibition Equilibrar, Strength in Community, which includes a piece by Faith Ringgold, as well as many artists who identify as African-American, Latino, Black, Caribbean, or all of those things, and kind of how they explore individual identity and as well as community identity. So people who participate in that workshop will learn a little bit about the exhibition, Faith Ringgold herself, as well as then create their own inspired family story quilt, or paper story quilt, I should say, because fabric would be very difficult. But then we'll kind of have a community conversation about what's individual and community identity.
And Art and Dialogue, there's another program, Art and Dialogue, Are We Witnessing the End of Liberal Democracy? This particularly struck me given the moment we're living in. Could you tell us a little bit about Professor Richard Matthews? Will be exploring recent current events with us, trying to understand this moment that we're living through a little bit better.
So we're very fortunate to have many experts on campus, including Professor Rick Matthews, who will kind of talk about democracy, kind of the beginning of liberal democracy and what that looks like and how it has evolved over time. I know that he will focus on also as well kind of how liberal democracy is at risk right now and how participation in democracy, how that affects each of us.
One of the professors who contributed to the class, I think it's a great opportunity for us to kind of open up the experience that our students have had during this, you know, preparing for this exhibition to the public and the wider community.
So again, this is Doing Democracy, photography from the George Stephanopoulos Collection. It's at the Zollner Arts Center Main Gallery, as well as on the Southside Greenway and online, from September 1st through May 28th, 2021, sponsored in part by the Pennsylvania Humanities Council, Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, and the Southside Arts District. And would you consider this to be typical of the kind of wide-ranging kind of community project that Luag likes to do or likes to weave into the community?
Well, we're always trying to, you know, to choose exhibitions that we think will have resonance in a kind of like widening circle from the campus community out into the wider community. And for example, we have an exhibition up now at the Fairchild Martindale Library and the Roush Business Center called Well, 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 which is an experiment in picturing wellness in works from our collection. We had no idea when we began this process how relevant it would be to all of us as we struggle through this worldwide pandemic. It was an exhibition we were hoping originally would celebrate Lehigh's emerging College of Health, but of course it's taken on all kinds of new dimensions now. So we hope that that will be a show that's really relevant to the community.
Well, that's exciting. It strikes me that we might not think of museums or galleries as where we gather to address our fears, our divisions, our community conversations. But I think it's really clear from what you're doing at Luog that that's not quite true. Museums and galleries are wonderfully convening places, places where we gather, places where we can explore the future, explore the past, see how different cultures and different moments have dealt with problems that are never quite new as we think. So again, Doing Democracy, photography from the George Stephanopoulos collection, running right now at the Lehigh University Art Galleries, just a week or so before the presidential election and beyond. My guests today have been Mark Wansedler, Curator of Exhibitions and Collections, and Stacy Brennan, Curator of Education for the Lehigh University Art Galleries. Thank you both so much, and congratulations on such a topical, timely, and powerful exhibit.
Thanks so much
for
having
us.
This is Kate Scuffle. This has been Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY 88.1.